Well, there it is. I guess Chicken Little was in fact right the entire time. It does look like the sky is in fact falling. No, I'm not kidding. And all of this is happening simply because of AI and even NVIDIA's own hubris in this entire industry, especially for you, the customer and consumer in video games. You see, we've seen everything happen that is going to be against what we're looking for. We've seen the actual prices of consoles increase before all of this has happened. We've seen the prices of RAM increase 4x over the past few months. Now it's impacting NAND storage and even GPUs as well, and we'll get into that in just a moment because clearly things are going to go from bad to worse. But the thing is, it's also impacting the possibility of a price hike in current consoles that we have right now, and even possibly delaying next generation in consoles as well. Everything that's been going on with AI in the gaming industry and the amount of hardware just being purchased and bought up and being done nothing with, because even Satya himself admitted they have racks of GPUs and RAM sitting there doing nothing because the power grid isn't even able to sustain it in the first place, really goes to show this arms race is a bubble that is in fact going to burst quicker than people actually expect. And I think it's going to come crashing down incredibly hard. And when it does, it's going to impact everything. Because even now we're seeing major companies start to take second looks at the amount of investments they're doing into AI and data centers. Because according to PC Gamer, to meet the tremendous and humongous demand from AI customers, SK Hynix accelerates 2027 fab plans by 3 months, with an even fresher fab beginning wafer production next month. If you're not aware, SK Hynix, Samsung, and Micron are the three big players in RAM, and things are going to go really, really weird, because these same companies are now calling other places like Apple, Microsoft, Google, and etc. DRAM beggars. Companies going out and begging for more RAM for their own supply, and SK Hynix building all these new fab locations to make more RAM for these AI data centers really is interesting to see, because even though we're seeing all these companies make all this money, it may just be a bunch of IOUs being traded back and forth, because even TSMC is a little bit worried. According to Tom's Hardware, TSMC is very nervous about the AI bubble concerns despite another record-setting quarter, but assured of demand. CEO says careless investment would be a disaster for TSMC for sure, but the company will still invest $52 to $56 billion in CapEx. Now, if you're not aware what TSMC does, they literally go around and they make basically all the semiconductors. That's right. All the chips that you need for your GPUs, for your CPUs, for your phones and everything, anything that does any sort of logical thinking, they make that specifically. They make CPUs and GPUs for servers, for phones, for fridges, anything you could possibly imagine. And that's why you're seeing the price of everything just exponentially increase. And if TSMC, one of the bigger players in the manufacturing game, says, hey, we're a bit concerned about the AI bubble, I think everybody else should be too. Even though we're also seeing at the same time that there are in fact rumors of SK Hynix also leaving the consumer business for now as well. Micron did it first, SK Hynix would be next, and Samsung would be the third. If SK Hynix actually left the consumer space, that would put all the pressure onto Samsung directly for having actual RAM available for you as a customer, as a PC builder, even as an actual gamer in the space. And this doesn't apply just to PCs, this applies to consoles as well, because we've seen Samsung increase the price of their actual long-term agreements and contracts with other business-to-business companies to increase those costs because of RAM allocation for AI data centers as well. But I think the funniest part about all of this isn't just watching the entire gaming industry collapse under its own weight and literally push everything that's done internally to make these components for these consoles, systems, and PCs being shoved over to AI. I think the funniest part is there are actual people who really believe it's not going to impact every other branch of gaming at all, or even every other branch of electronics as well. Yes, we have actual PlayStation fanboys believing that Sony and PlayStation will literally not be impacted by the RAM crisis. But before we get to that, it looks like NVIDIA is trying to screw you even more. Because according to WCCF Tech, NVIDIA has reportedly cut down GPU supply to board partners by up to 20%. That's right, we are now getting into a new era of rumor going around with NVIDIA GPUs. First, it was NVIDIA will no longer supply actual boards to partners with VRAM. They'll have to source it themselves. Then, at the same time, we saw rumors of them re-releasing the 3060 back into the public, more than likely the 8GB variant version as well. And then now, we're seeing that they're going to be reducing 20% of their GPU output this year simply because of the actual insanity usage of AI itself. And like we said before with Satya Nadella and Microsoft with their Copilot AI, they literally have warehouses full of GPUs on cold racks, doing absolutely nothing with what's been happening. And so all this technology is being purchased and nothing is being produced or being done with until it's going to be too late and they'll have to upgrade to the next version and then go ahead and dump everything out that they have right now, but you can't use it because it's not even consumer grade. So it's just going to be a bunch of e-waste littered everywhere because they wanted to be the first ones to be in AI. But this rumor doesn't stop here, though. No, because according to Dexerto, things are going to go from bad to worse. According to Dexerto, NVIDIA has reportedly stopped production of the GeForce 5070 Ti GPUs. Memory shortages are believed to be the main reason, via Hardware Unboxed.
All right, now is when you should, in fact,
be actually panicking about what's going on in the gaming space, how this is going to be impacting everything across the board. NVIDIA makes the boards for the Nintendo Switch 2 and Switch 1, by the way, so you're not safe either, console gamers. We're going to see another price increase. We're going to see all these things happen. We're going to see shortages all because of Jensen's insane greed that we've already exposed consistently on this channel. But of course, things get worse because the article has more to explain. So let's go from there. With Dexerto saying this, NVIDIA has reportedly ended production of its GeForce RTX 5070 Ti, with ASUS indicating the mid-range GPU is now effectively, quote, end of life. The information was shared by ASUS with Hardware Unboxed, as ASUS said NVIDIA has created a supply shortage for the RTX 5070 Ti, leaving partners unable to source new stock. ASUS also suggested a similar situation is developing for the GeForce RTX 5060 Ti, the 16GB version. Production resources are reportedly being shifted toward the 8GB version instead. Stock of the 16GB model has been declining across retailers and distributors, with prices beginning to reflect the shortage. The change is being linked to ongoing memory supply issues.
Okay, all right, I'm really going to lose it with all of this happening right now.
Remember when we talked about the fact that the Steam Machine only had 8GB of VRAM, and even though I'm one of the same kind of people who said, hey, it should have 16? Now I kind of understand why they went with 8. Not only for price concerns, but probably for the fact that no other GPU manufacturer is going to have more than 8GB of VRAM available for you as a consumer basically ever again. We've seen laptops now being reduced their RAM from 16 gigs to 8 as well, and we're seeing it happen on top of that. Watching the actual removal of compute power from you as a customer and consumer should terrify you in every sense of the word. They are wanting to make you go ahead and pay for cloud services to actually have the ability to compute and do anything remotely accessing any sort of technology or even power in your own homes. And it's going to be impacting everything, because if you have a decent GPU right now, basically you better hope nothing happens to that damn thing and it stays the way it is, because if not, you're going to be paying out the nose for any kind of upgrade in the future. And hell, even Amazon themselves said the quiet part out loud. Because according to Windows Central, Jeff Bezos said the quiet part out loud, and he hopes that you'll give up your PC to rent one from the cloud. Amazon's Jeff Bezos once revealed how he thinks of local PC hardware as antiquated, ready to be replaced by cloud options. Will DRAM prices make it come true? That is exactly what they want. That's what Microsoft wants. That's what Amazon wants. That's what every major player wants to have happen. Even PlayStation wants it. Even Nintendo wants the exact same thing. Why do you think they made game key cards? Not because they want to give you an option, but because they want to get you used to not owning anything physical at all. That medium is going to disappear faster than you actually think, and they're making you comfortable with it by trying to price you out of it. Or going around and limiting the amount of hardware you can have as a customer and consumer by jacking the price up on everything and saying, hey, you guys, there's a crisis. We can't really do anything about it. Even though we're watching all these companies leave the consumer market, go ahead and say, hey, you're going to be the ones dealing with this in the first place, and then raising the prices on you every single time. But I wanted to see if this was actually true, so I did some digging, and honestly, after seeing this yesterday, it turns out this might in fact be true. I checked Newegg for the 5070 Ti, both versions, and it looks like the 16GB model is sold out. Yeah, that's gone. I even did the non-overclock model to see if that would be a difference, but nope, same exact thing. $749, also totally sold out as well. And just to be on the safe side, I also checked Micro Center, and they're also sold out of both models, whether OC or non-OC, and the exact same prices, and of course, also sold out too. Now, could this be just coincidence with everything going on and the articles happening today and people panic buying GPUs? Maybe, possibly, but I don't think every single station that we've looked at in terms of just Newegg, Best Buy, Micro Center, and everything else would magically run out of all the Asus GPUs and all be sold out especially. Sure, correlation may not equal causation, but damn, when you got too many points, they sure as fuck do make a line. But there's more to the article, so let's keep going. According to Asus, the wider DRAM shortage has affected GDDR7 graphics memory as well. Because of this, NVIDIA is expected to continue prioritizing lower capacity GPUs in the short term. Recent industry chatter has also pointed to the standard RTX 5060 becoming NVIDIA's main focus in this segment. The company also addressed rumors of an RTX 50 series super refresh that was previously expected to launch around CES. Asus said that while a CES launch was originally planned, it was postponed, and there are currently no plans for a refresh. The delay is reportedly tied back to the lack of high-capacity GDDR7 memory, with some add-in board partners said to be frustrated by the sudden change. And this is where things get really wild and crazy, because now there are massive conflicting issues that are happening too. And it turns out that even though Asus is telling Hardware Unboxed, hey, this is what's going on, it looks like videocards.com may have gotten some updates about this from NVIDIA themselves. Here's what they had to say in a tweet. Videocards.com tweeted this: NVIDIA says they will continue to ship all SKUs. Demand for GeForce RTX GPU is strong and memory supply is constrained. We will continue to ship all GeForce SKUs and are working closely with our suppliers to maximize memory availability. Yeah, you know what? I'll believe it when I see it, because I'm kind of agreeing with other people in this tweet thread as well. Nick Tech, in fact, said this, that NVIDIA will be killing their gaming division by 2030, and I can honestly see it. It turns out that even though gamers put them on the map, even though gamers are the ones that made that company who they are, I can clearly see Jensen going around and saying, you know what? Who needs a gaming division anymore? We've got AI. We have Adam Jensen going around creating the entire RAM cabal mafia. We've got Jensen putting themselves in a situation of pushing AI onto every single customer and consumer, and every other company basically getting held with the bag while they're all buying those chips and having nowhere to put them or what to do with them. Leaving the only company out to be successful after all of this is not going to be every company putting their money into NVIDIA, but NVIDIA themselves being the only ones to probably skate away without any actual harm after this bubble bursts. But what's funny is it's not just NVIDIA getting caught in the crossfire. It looks like AMD may also be trying to make sure that they're saving face with the customer and consumer just when, and if, more than likely when though, this bubble in fact does pop. Because according to videocards.com as well, AMD says it's working with board partners to maintain Radeon GPU prices close to MSRP. Yeah, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. When they say close to MSRP, that means GPUs are getting a price hike, because they basically admitted GPUs are in fact going to get a price hike, regardless of whatever AMD wants to go ahead and peddle to you. Again, remember, AMD's Lisa Su is actually cousins with NVIDIA's Jensen Huang. They're actually family members. Mm-hmm. And they are literally just the rockin' issue of NVIDIA themselves, always walking in their bigger cousins' footsteps, but never actually doing the right thing for the customer in the first place. Yeah. It happens all the time. But I think the funniest part about all of this, isn't the fact that the gaming industry is going to collapse under all this weight, isn't the fact that it's going to impact everybody, it's the fact that PlayStation fanboys are literally putting their heads in the sand and truly believing that in some capacity, PlayStation will literally save them. No, I'm not kidding. Here's James on Twitter saying this to all the quote PC gamers. GPUs are for AI research now. They dropped you dumb fucks for people doing big things. Stop trying to hog hardware. Buy a PlayStation. Stop pretending you need a PC. You never used your PC for a single bit of real work. Crying emoji. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We've got PlayStation Fanboy Salt back on the menu, baby. You see, once Xbox became full third party, even though PlayStation is also the exact same thing, PlayStation Fanboys had nobody to go against. But now they decided to pick a fight with the wrong people. PC gamers. You and me. And the thing is, these idiots don't even realize what they're actually arguing against. James, you moron, you clown, you idiot. You do know that the PlayStation also requires RAM, a GPU, an APU, those same chips of silicone also made by those exact same companies that are raising the prices on every other customer and consumer. PlayStation is not going to save you. Buying a PlayStation isn't going to do anything, and literally claiming yourself as a PC guy, even though you literally have all the PlayStation characters as your profile picture and you suck off a company on a daily basis, it goes to show you know nothing about what's happening in the gaming industry. And also at the same time, why would I even buy a PlayStation? Even if my PC was actual garbage and not good at all for video games, I still wouldn't buy a PlayStation simply because I don't want to have to pay for online, I don't want to pay for more games, and even if the Steam Machine is in fact more expensive than the PS5 Pro and I didn't have a PC, I'd still rather buy the Steam Machine over a PlayStation 5 simply because all your exclusive games come to that platform, and even then it actually owns them directly, not have to deal with PlayStation's shitty online services, their terrible refund policy, and I get to play even more games than ever before. And I honestly can't wait for the sticker shock you morons are going to have trying to figure out why all your consoles are going up in price, and when the PS6 comes out and it being incredibly expensive. It's going to be funny to see. Zubitech on Twitter says this, I would suggest buying a PS5 or PS5 Pro. Hey Zubi, how about this? I would suggest you shutting the fuck up. How's that? That's a good one for me, in my opinion. Everybody who has the word tech in their name literally almost always doesn't know shit about tech. And literally, Zubi Tech proves that theory 100% every single time. Why would anybody want to buy a PlayStation 5 or a PS5 Pro? For what? The exclusives? For why? What exclusives? I got them all on my PC. And even then, I'll have them all on my Steam machine. Oh, how about this one? Yeah, I got your exclusives on my Steam Deck. I don't have to buy a PS5 or PS5 Pro, and I can use this as a PC because it's Linux-based, and that's the whole point of it. I actually have proper compute power in the palm of my hands, and that's where things are going to go. Nobody who's on PC gives a fuck about PlayStation or their PS5 Pro, because if they did, they would have already bought one, and then realized how stupid of a decision that was because they have to pay for online, deal with PlayStation's bullshit, and then at the same time, not even have a library when PlayStation is putting all their games onto PC. You clowns on a consistent basis that don't realize what's actually happening truly is the funniest thing of all. The next generation of consoles may in fact be the last generation of consoles simply because everybody's going to be moving to cloud-based infrastructure as you're no longer going to be able to have your own compute power. That's why PS Plus is there. That's why they raised the price of PS Plus. That's why those systems are there in place because soon you're not going to have jack shit. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you buy, they're going to put you over a barrel and you'll say thank you every single time, you corporate cuck. Here's James Act again saying this, when your hobby is getting squeezed and the big companies are prioritizing something else, who do you think will defend gaming hardware? It's the gaming hardware companies. Why? Because it's in their best interest. Duh. Not Nvidia, not AMD, and certainly not Microsoft. Laughing crying emoji. Oh, nobody tell them. Nobody tell him who makes the hardware for Nintendo and for PlayStation. He's going to lose his actual mind. Oh, it's so good. These dudes know nothing about the hardware in their actual plastic boxes. They think it's all fairy dust and from a Hiroki to Toki. That's exactly what it is. There's nothing else these dudes actually feel is going to be capable of playing video games. And it's the funniest thing ever. I thought Fanboy Salt was going to go away. But it turns Turns out, I guess not, because clearly these idiots are going around still behaving the exact same way, wanting you to join their stupid, moronic, idiotic cult, rather than actually understanding how this is impacting everyone in the gaming industry, how it's going to hurt everyone, no matter what console or device you choose to play on. This isn't a PC versus console thing. This isn't a Nintendo versus Microsoft thing, or Microsoft versus PlayStation thing. These gaming companies rely on these tech companies to make the hardware, to have those devices, to make those APUs, to make those boards. And if the prices go up across everyone and people leave the consumer gaming space and move to B2B, guess who also gets their prices increased? The businesses who want to make that gaming hardware, who will then pass on those prices and those charges onto you, the consumer. So you end up paying more as well. You can laugh right now, but you can bet your sweet bippy things are going to go from bad to worse at the next generation if this bubble does not pop. PorterRock77 says, yo, this is crazy. The future of PC gaming price is going through the roof. They don't know. They are blissfully unaware. They don't know. And it's the most fun thing to see this entire time. Watching these dudes being like, man, sucks to be a PC gamer, am I right? Let me just turn on my consoleized PC. That's just a smaller form factor. That's x86 architecture, which is also having a board made by AMD, who also invested 6 gigawatts of power into OpenAI and is also combating NVIDIA with AI as well, and are also raising prices for their GPUs and are also making the next APU for the PlayStation 6. Oh no. Oh no. Those consoles use RAM, brother. What do you think? What do you think they run on? Pixie dust and fairy shit? Come on, bro. These dudes are so warped in their own minds about the console war that they say is always ending, but yet still keep fighting for some reason, like that last Japanese soldier in World War II in that one island just stuck waiting there to do things, that they have no idea what's happening in the gaming space. This is impacting everyone, yet these dudes think these companies have their best interest because they want to have console sales. No, these companies are going to go around and say, well, you're charging us this, we're going to charge our customers that, and that's how things go, I guess. These companies are no longer interested in actually going around and having a loss on a piece of hardware. No. Why do you think they raised the price of the PS5 Pro? If they actually wanted to take a loss and sell the actual product, they would have done so. Instead, they realize they can keep pushing the line and they'll keep doing it until that bubble bursts. And baby, when it does, I'm going to be there and I'm going to point and laugh. Because what we're seeing right now is something grandiose, something huge, a massive ripple and shift in ownership of computing power in the gaming space and even in the personal computing space. This isn't about console versus PC. This is about the fact that these giant conglomerate corporations are able to go around and inflate a bubble to massive proportions and pretend like they have a bunch of money, even though they're just buying NVIDIA chips and NVIDIA's then supplying them with those same chips to then run that AI, to then have that circular motion of money come back and forth. And it's the same money being traded back and forth over and over again. And no one's actually making any money. And people are forgetting what happened to Enron. That's a classic for you guys if you haven't learned that already. You probably should. That's a good one. It's a good one. But things are getting so bad that even DDR3 is in fact making a comeback. Not DDR4, DDR3 is making a comeback in terms of actual computing power for users. We are going to be getting the lowest of the low, the bottom of the barrel scraping just to get by and having proper compute power in our own actual homes. Anyone who has a good GPU now, you're basically set for the next maybe 10 plus years because you sure shit aren't going to be upgrading. And if you're wanting to get a console for next generation, expect to pay $800 to $900 on those systems. And if you don't believe me, that Asus ROG Ally X is $1,000. So you can bet you're going to be seeing those next pieces of handhelds be even more expensive. It got so bad that Steam had to stop selling the LCD model of their Steam Deck as well. And that's why when the Steam Machine comes out, I'm going to be picking one up, because that may be one of the few pieces of computing power you're going to be having, even if it is 8 gigabytes of VRAM, for a very long time. But you know what? It'll be yours. You'll own it. They can't take it away. And I can guarantee you'll see gaming companies say, you know what? If you want the best experience for our products and our games, you should just get it on the cloud. We can stream it to you at high fidelity instead of actually playing it at 30 FPS on your really bad piece of hardware. Wouldn't you want to play it better on our cloud service instead of that actual machine? Ew, am I right? What are you, poor? You can't afford $30 a month? I thought you were a gamer. Don't gamers spend money? I bet you do. But you know what? We gotta charge you more for our games too. So you'll pay the online service and you'll pay the $80 video game, and then we'll limit what you can actually do by limiting the time you can spend on our services. Thereby, if you go over that time, we'll charge you even more. It's a racket! And all of you are falling for it because you're sucking off cocks of a corporation more than I've seen Belladonna on a bender! But if this keeps happening, things are going to go down a horrible rabbit hole. And I'm honestly terrified of either result. If the bubble pops, we're going to see all these companies crawl right back to consumers, and then we're going to repeat the same process all over again when something else happens. First it was Ethereum, then NFTs, now AI. Or if the bubble doesn't pop, it's going to go to a cyberpunk dystopian where you'll own nothing and you'll pretend to be happy as the money is siphoned out of your bank account every single month on a consistent basis. But you know what? With all that being said, I want to hear what you have to say about this in the comments section down below. Do you think this bubble is going to burst? Do you think consoles will be impacted? And also, are you going to be building your PC as soon as possible because of this? I want to hear what you have to say. And speaking of what you have to say, and speaking about that, here in fact is today's comment of the day. E-Train 5050 said, "The rise of indie and continued rise of retro gaming is inevitable." E-Train, you're absolutely correct. We're going to be seeing a massive increase in emulation, a massive wave of people getting into retro games and trying to play as many games as possible on the weakest amount of hardware as possible, whether it's their cell phone, whether it's a Steam Machine or Steam Deck, or any other possible device they have to entertain themselves besides being charged an arm and a leg every single month. But as always, I want to hear what you have to say, so leave a comment down below and you might be in the comment of the day. But if you want to see more of this kind of content though, more PC port reviews, gaming news, Steam Deck videos, fanboy content like this, and more hot takes in the gaming industry, subscribe to the channel. We're on our way to 105K, and I just gotta say thank you guys so very much. If you want Discord access or most during live streams, become a YouTube member. It's as low as a dollar. If you don't want to spend the buck, don't sweat it. Just come on down Saturday nights, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the channel, as I wear a banana suit and get insulted by about 800 people with AITTS. Trust me, it's a hell of a show. You don't want to miss it. Saturday nights, 8:45 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the channel. Oh, also, if you're not aware, every Monday I put up a brand new video on my super secret second channel called Oh No, It's Alex Gaming. Check it out there as well. I did a reaction to Warhammer 40K lore, and I'm making a new video on how the PlayStation 2 saved my life. With all that being said, though, thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you have a great one, and I'll see you gooners next time. Peace!